Hello?
Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Great. Glad to hear I'm doing good as well, sir. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out, sir?
I got a few minutes.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. Let me go ahead. Okay, let me ask the first question. Let me see. And it is, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, sir?
No.
Great. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Great, great. And may I ask your age?
57.
57. Okay, let me go ahead and put that down. And the next one is, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I also ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
I'm black, African-American.
Okay, perfect. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices, sir? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or chances are 50-50?
Chances are 50-50.
Okay, great. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's upcoming elections for mayor in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year's, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, sir. And you may use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay. I'll say 7.
7. Okay, great. And generally speaking, would you say this year's upcoming mayoral election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
I think it's more important than usual.
Okay, great, great. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else, sir?
I think of myself as a Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And thinking about the direction the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, okay. And in your opinion, sir, are economy conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
About the same, okay. And in your opinion, will you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, is staying about the same, or it has been for years the same, or getting better?
It's about the same.
About the same, okay. Okay, great. And generally speaking, how would you rate that overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair, great. And how will you rate the city trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Rate what now?
The trash collection.
Oh, the trash collection.
Yes.
I think it's excellent.
Excellent. Okay, great, great. And how will you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think they just fair.
Just fair. Okay. Okay. And next, thinking about parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation and leisure in the city of Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think it's enough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and now I'm going to read you a list of issues and concerns some other Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the followings do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? And you may choose two of them, sir. So I'm going to read you some categories, and you can choose whichever ones you like, okay?
Okay.
And the first one is bringing more jobs and greater economy development to all parts of the city. And the second one is addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods like Kensington. And the next one is cleaning up trash and illegal dumping. Next one, creating more quality, affordable housing. Next one is reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling. Next one, addressing juvenile delinquency. Next one, reducing violent crimes in the city. Next one, reducing taxes. Next one, rooting out corruption in city government. And the next one is fixing roads and repairing potholes. Next one, addressing homelessness. And next one is improving the city's K-12 public school system. And last one is, oh, that was the last one, sir. Out of all of those, which one you think the mayor should be focused on?
I think affordable housing.
Affordable housing. Okay, let me see that one. Reform or create more cleaning up here. Okay, and do you have another one or that was the only one? Because you can pick two, sir.
Okay. Homelessness in Philadelphia.
The homeless. Okay. Okay. Addressing homeless. Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Great. And did you vote in the Democratic Party election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And who did you vote for in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May, sir?
I voted for, I can't visit the person's name.
I can read you some names if you want me to. Hopefully that can help you.
Okay.
Cheryl Parker, Rebecca Remhart, Helen Jim, Alan Dumb, Jeff Brown.
Oh, you know what? No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't vote. My registration didn't get in time. What's that?
Oh, okay. Okay. No problem. Okay. Let's go to the next one then. Now, this one is, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, sir, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please say so, okay, sir?
Right.
Okay, the first one that I have for you is, this is based on your feelings, from 1 to 100. Dwight Evans. How will you rate that person?
From 1 to 100?
Yes, sir. 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable.
Okay, I'll say 100.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put the number. And, okay, 100. And the next one is the Democratic Party. The Democrat Party, sir. How will you feel? How will you rate them based on your feelings?
I'd say probably 75.
75. Okay. Let me go ahead and put the number real quick. 75. And how about Josh Zabiro?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. Okay. And how about Jim Kenny?
Sixty-five.
Okay. And how about Cheryl Parker?
Not familiar.
Not familiar. And how about the Working Family Party?
I'm not familiar with them too.
Okay, and the next one is David O.
I'm familiar.
And last one, how about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Yes, sir.
I'll say 65.
65.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Let me go ahead and go to the next one. And I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat, Sherelle, Parker, or Republican David O?
Sherelle Parker.
Okay, great. And how certain are you that you are going to support Sherelle Parker in the election for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly certain, just somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Fairly certain.
Great. And next, sir, we're almost done over here. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so we will choose one randomly. The candidates we will ask you about is Sherelle Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates. And for each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle Parker. You say zero if you don't think it applies to Sherelle Parker at all. And five if you think it somewhat applies to Sherelle Parker. And 10 if you think it completely applies to Sherelle Parker. And you can use any number against her from 0 to 1. So tell me about this one. The first one is aspiring. It is aspiring.
10.
A 10. Okay. And has the right approach to city budget and finances.
10.
10 also. Okay. Is honest and trustworthy.
10.
Shares my values.
10.
Has the right approach for policy and fighting crimes.
10.
Puts what's right about partisan politics.
10.
And last one, brings pride back to the city.
10.
Great. Thank you, sir. We're almost done over here. Next, we'd like to ask.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Mayor.